We are joined in the media center by our Pro Stock Motorcycle winner, Jerry Savoie, winner of the AAA Texas Fall Nationals here at the Texas Motorplex. Jerry defeating Eddie Krawick in the final round, and Jerry has made the final round here at the Motorplex five consecutive seasons. Beat Eddie in 2015, lost to him in 2016 and 2017, and now beat him here in 2019. Jerry, tell us about your race day.
That was a great day. We knew we had a good bike coming in. Last two races, we had a good bike and some misfortunes and didn't win. But, you know, we set up, we hold our composure and come out here this weekend that we could win this thing. I mean, it's funny how if you look back on all the notes and all the tracks and all the races that everybody wins, Andrew and Charlotte, I mean, he's pretty much unstoppable. We get in there once in a while and get one from him, but for the most part, tracks favor certain riders, and we've been blessed over here. I mean, I don't know if it's because I feel at home. I have my motor home here. I get a better night's sleep. A lot of that has to do with it, but for the most part, great place, and today was a great day.
12th win of your career, winning three on the season, Indy, Maple Grove, now two wins in the countdown. But as you mentioned, some misfortune at the last race. Talk about your countdown chances. You had to go through Karen. Karen's a team bike. Karen was higher in the point standings than you are, and you took her out.
Yeah, well, you know, you always think that your partner could maybe help you, but we don't race like that. I know she was number two. If I was number two, I wouldn't expect her to give it to me. And, you know, people, fans say certain things that they believe what they want to believe in their own minds. But the bottom line is we racing. I want a championship just as bad as anybody else. So whoever gets in my way, I'm going to do what I can to beat them.
Questions from members of the media for Jerry Savoie.
Phil Burgess, National Dragster. You were really good on the tree last 0-12 in the semis and 0-04 in the final. Were you trying something new or just really bearing down?
No, just bearing down. You know what happened in Charlotte, and what happened was the bike doesn't need any help in Charlotte. The track is downhill, and it picked the front wheel up about 2 inches, and it broke the beam. And I was 6 frames on the camera, just like every other pass. So, you know, I settled in. I had a 140 light. Good thing Gianna didn't lay down a good one because I could have been in big trouble. But I knew going in I wanted to take it easy. Next round, got a little acclimated, and then finally after the third round, it was time to get it on. So feel good, and Tim, he's a great philosopher. You know, he always say, look, just do what you do. We'll be fine, yada, yada, yada. But we have a great team.
Jerry, Mike Hague with Race Day San Antonio. You've talked about this season after you've won, what the wins mean to you, that they're very special to you. What does this win mean to you?
To me, this win gives you more hope. I mean, we were struggling, and we knew Andrew had to go out. And it kind of gives you that window of opportunity where you could win a championship again. We have a good motorcycle, and it means a lot. You know, and people said, a couple people called after one of the interviews and talking about, am I sick? They asked my brother if I'm okay, because I'm always talking like, hey, you never know when it's your last one. When you're 60 years old and you're thinking about retiring, you never know when it's going to be your last race. You never know. So every one for me is heartfelt. And, I mean, last year I won one race. You know, so when's the next one to come? And we went through Gainesville. We went through Atlanta. I went to the finals in Atlanta. It's like you keep coming up short. So when's it going to be? I'm not going to be out here forever. So I want my last one to be special. So this might be it, you know.
Susan Wayne, Competition Plus. You've been down this championship road before. Any contrasts or comparisons to that time before?
No, not really. I take it race by race. Do I want to win a championship? Absolutely. I can't even tell you where I'm at in the points right now. That's how much I pay attention to it. But we'll go to the next race, and I get a week and a half off. I'm going to go to Mexico and relax a little bit and do some work on a tractor and a bulldozer and just take it from there, you know. So I don't focus on when you get caught up in that moment, it could really hurt you. So try to be as calm and collective as I can.
John Sturbin from RacingToday.com and Dallas Morning News. Do you leave here with thinking I do really have a chance to catch Andrew over these last two races?
Absolutely, these guys are struggling. You look at the times they ran today; they struggling, and I feel for them. But we're not the ones to help them. Even though they do build our engines, you know, they do build our engine, and it's great that you, these people are building your engine, and you can actually outrun them. So they'll find it in Pomona because they always do. So it's going to be a fight to the finish. We run good in Vegas. We've always run good in Vegas. I've been in the finals a few times. I've won Vegas, and it's just great. It's, I think it's the atmosphere. It kind of calms your nerves. I don't gamble. So it's a good race.
Don't say you don't gamble. You went there and did really well your very first time in Las Vegas. So maybe that was the only time, right?
Yes, ma'am. Yeah. We, long story short, I'm not a gambler, but I do put $10 or $20 in a machine. Last year we went up, we were early. I said, Mama, I'm going to put $10 in this machine. She said, well, we just got here. I said, well, we got a three-hour wait. So waiting on our room, I walked around. I said, this one right here, this one's talking to me. Put $10 in it, first hit, $1,000. I'm like, I'm done.
Wow, there it is. I wish.
So that's how you gamble.
There it is.
Just stop. Yeah.
There exactly. It is. Jerry, you usually take the time when you win to connect the win to something else in your life. You did this at the top end of the racetrack. You talked about losing a close friend of yours. Can you relate that story to us?
Yeah, I had a friend of mine, Neil Araby, been fighting cancer for about 5 or 6 years. And he finally, he was always commenting when we would race and win and whatnot, and go get him. And he's a friend of the family. We all raced together pretty much. And he was a great guy, self-employed, had his own business, and he lost his fight about 2 weeks ago. So,
how does he spell his name? N-E-A-L or N-E-I-L?
N-E-I-L. I-L, yeah, N-E-I-L, Araby, A-R-A-B-I-E, Neil Araby. Great guy, and I'm probably going to order an extra trophy and bring his family a trophy because he loved drag racing, and he was always watching it. So I know he's watching today.
Jerry, thank you very much. One more question.
Yeah, Jerry, you said that the Harley guys are struggling. I don't think it's horsepower. Is it their chassis set up, or what do you think? Where do you think they're struggling?
You know, these things are really funny. You're not running on nitro. You're not running on nitrous or anything like that. So you have to make the power, and it's flame travel across the piston, the fuel curve. I mean, everything makes a difference. And these things are really finicky. And once you get out that window, it's a struggle. And, you know, running three motorcycles, they should be able to pinpoint it and pick it right up. I think they're out the window. And hopefully they won't find it.
Jerry, congratulations on your win here at the AAA Texas Fall Nationals 2019 Race 4 of the NHRA Countdown. Good luck in the remainder of the countdown.
Thank you, guys. Thanks for everything.